Thank you for calling Dial a Prayer, a ministry of Zion Lutheran Church in Petoskey, Michigan. Today, I want to focus, as we often do, on our gospel reading for next Sunday, John chapter 10. And in this selection, Jesus talks about how he is a faithful shepherd, how he is the one who's going to bring the sheep in and out of the sheepfold, and then he uses this idea of saying that he is the door. I am the door, he says. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. This idea of a shepherd being the door, I've talked about this in the past, about how shepherds would lay across the gateway so that no one could steal their sheep, no one could enter into the sheepfold. But there's also another aspect of this, and imagine a big wall in front of you. A wall that you could never get over, a wall that you could never tunnel through, a wall that you can't go around, and there's no door. And then imagine, suddenly, your friend comes up and says, I'm going to make you a door. And as he digs away at the wall, you realize he's standing there holding the wall up. His hands have become bloody, his sweat is beating down, and he's giving all that he can do to establish an opening in this door. You see that it's about to crush him under the weight of this wall, but he says, come, enter in. And as you do so, the wall crushes him. What a terrible thing to think, and yet this is what our Jesus did. The law of God, our sin, the world, we could never overcome any of these things. There's no way around it. There's no way under it or over it. We needed someone to be the door. And even though it cost him his blood, his sweat, and even his life, Jesus did this for you and for me. He is the door. He died on that cross to make an entryway into heaven, to make our lives complete with God's blessing and love. Let's say thank you. Lord Jesus, we praise you this day that you have fulfilled your promise to act as a door of salvation. You died on that cross. You rose again from the grave, proving your victory over death, sin, and the devil. We thank you now, and we go about our lives praising you, our great door, the gateway, not only the gatekeeper, but the one who has established this way in. We praise you, and in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Well, God's blessings to you. Thanks for calling, and have a great day.